What up, people? It's your boy, the host with the most. I do not brag or boast, and I'm coming to you guys live from coast to coast. It's your boy. I'm Chris the Don Juan, and welcome to another lit episode of I'm Chris the Don Juan podcast, episode 194. How you living? I'm living swell. Feel free, be sure to hit the subscription button, hit the notification bell, share this content with your friends, family, as well as your followers. Let's get this podcast lit in the YouTube. Oh, excuse me, my bad, already struggling in the podcast algorithm. Can you do your boy a favor? Can you do your boy a solid? By the way, subscribe to I'm Chris the Don Juan podcast on Spotify, and then once you subscribe there, you can listen to either onto Spotify or to wherever you get your podcast indulgement from. All right, we got all that stuff on out of the way. Also, just a reminder, I'm Chris Don Juan podcast will be featured on my YouTube channel, I'm Chris Don Juan TV. All the links are going to be in the description, by the way, of my many plethoras of YouTube channels, as well as social media accounts and handles. All right, now we finally got all that out of the way. We're going to be talking about real fast, real quick. I'm going to do a quick deep dive review on Threads. Now, Threads was released Wednesday. It was Thursday. You're going to be listening to this episode, by the way, on Saturday. Okay, so I hope I don't get anyone confused, twisted, or puzzled. Okay, so Threads was released yesterday, which was Wednesday. And a lot of people are saying that Threads is going to be the Twitter killer. All right, a lot of people are not too fond with Twitter. You know, Elon Musk owns Twitter. A lot of people thought that Elon Musk has ruined Twitter. Twitter has new requirements, and you know, if you want to be verified, in order for you to get the blue check mark, you will have to pay for it. A lot of people, a lot of celebrities, content providers, social media influencers thought that was a little petty. Now any random Joe with less than 100 followers can be simply just verified. And you know, all the hard work and energy a lot of these people created to build their brands and to build their social media handles has been thrown to the wayside. All kissing babies and giving out $100 handshakes and this, that, and the third to try to get their numbers up so they can be verified. Now people can just create an account, pay for Twitter Blue, and they're just verified. And a lot of people are upset about that. Well, the way Twitter was going, I will say this. Twitter was going this way before Elon Musk, so we can't necessarily put it all on Elon Musk. But also people are feeling kind of clammy that, Twitter, don't allow you to be who you are. You know, Kanye West had issues with Twitter. Twitter has, deleted a lot of Kanye's tweets. Kyrie Irving is not too fond or not much of a fan of Twitter. Donald Trump is not a huge endorser of Twitter. No, Twitter at one point suspended Donald Trump's account. Okay, that's how bad it got. So a lot of politicians, a lot of high profile celebrities and influencers are not too keen on the direction Twitter is going. And a lot of people are moving to other outlets so they can say their mind and say their piece. All right. I'm not even going to mention all of the social media applications that a lot of these people are going to, because a lot of people feel like free speech is really not free speech. Okay. There was an old song. A lot of you guys are going to be too young to understand this song, but I remember Ice-T made a song called Freedom of Speech but watch what you say. I think that went down like in the 90s, early 90s. And that song is still true to today. You do have you do have the right to say whatever you want to say. You do have quote unquote freedom of speech. You just got to make sure to watch what you say. In other words, there are consequences and repercussions to any action or, you know, any video or any tweet. You have to put your big boy pants on and realize there are consequences and repercussions of what you say and what you do, even on social media. But that's neither here nor there. Let's get off the soapbox and let's talk about Threads. A lot of these, a lot of people wanted another app to go to other than Twitter. You know, Twitter was really the only big guy on the block that was utilizing this type of, you know, tweeting messages and tweeting your handles and tweeting your links and things of that nature. On a small level, Instagram was doing it. At a smaller level, Facebook was doing it. You know, a lot of, you know, applications were sort of kind of doing it. Even YouTube is still doing it. They have a community tab where people can send messages to their subscribers, links and things of that nature. But as far as those applications I just mentioned, they had very small limitations you can, you know, get from utilizing those features on those other applications. And it still wasn't necessarily quote unquote the Twitter killer, where you don't have to necessarily use Twitter to, you know, speak your mind, say your piece and things of that nature. So now Threads was released Wednesday, and Threads at this point, and this number could change, it's well over 30 million people are using Threads since it launched Wednesday. Today is Thursday. I believe that number has gone up. And by the time you guys listen to this episode, you know, it's going to go even further up. The numbers are going to go through the roof. And a lot of celebrities, a lot of celebrities, social media influencers that wasn't too keen and happy with Twitter and the direction where Twitter is going, are immediately jumping off the Twitter boat into Threads. And I've seen a lot of people do videos and tweet about it and this, that, and the third. Threads has gone so popular, it's trending on Twitter as we speak. Threads is trending on the competitor Twitter as we speak. All right. Now, I have a Threads account, and there are some things that I like about Threads, and there are some things I don't like about Threads. And I'm going to explain to you guys, I don't necessarily think this is going to be the Twitter killer, but I will say this, and this is the same adage, it goes on and on wherever circle you associate yourself with or whatever community you gravitate to. Competition is good, folks. Having competition levels the competitive field and levels, you know, corporation versus corporation to do better, to do more. And the consumer reaps the benefits. The people who are utilizing these services reap the benefits. So I don't think necessarily Threads is going to just eliminate Twitter from social media where it's non-existent. I think as of right now, people, I haven't heard of any celebrity or social media influencer or, you know, politician who announced, you know, to social media that they're deleting their Twitter account. I think people are going to utilize Threads as well as Twitter. Now, the one thing people say when they're talking about Threads is the message and how you message and how you interact with other people on Threads. And the first the first thing people make the mistake on, you could tweet to other people. People still utilize tweet into Threads. Okay, they don't say message. They don't say I threaded somebody, I messaged somebody. The first thing people say is you can tweet other people that are subscribed to you or you're subscribed to them. I think that's the number one thing that's going to hurt Threads in the immediate future. But as long as Threads is continuing traction and as long as people are utilizing Threads as an app, Threads is not going to go away anytime soon. But the first thing I want to talk about is Twitter, the name Twitter. And a lot of people who are smart is going to get this, and a lot of people who are not, they're going to get personal and attack what I'm about to say. The Twitter name is a bigger brand than Threads. Now, I know a lot of people are going to say, well, it just started Wednesday, Chris. Why would you think Threads would be more valuable, a valuable brand and a valuable name than Twitter? And this is the same problem other corporations have when they're dealing with their competitors. When you're in competition with a competitor where their name is iconic, their name is a brand, it's a fashion statement, and they've been at this game a little longer than you, and they, you know, have so much real estate in social media and you know, in the coolness factor, the wow factor, the name factor, it makes you're not going to never necessarily say that you can eliminate your competition away. I think Twitter is here to stay. You know, when people say messaging, people are going to say tweet. And when people say, every time they say, when they're utilizing Threads and they're tweeting to people that are subscribed to them or people that are not subscribed to them, therein lies the problem. So Twitter is not necessarily going away. I think people are going to utilize both of them. And then you're going to have a group of people that's going to pick a side, people that have worked hard and dedicated, and they're not going to necessarily get rid of their Twitter. No one's not going to get rid of their Twitter account. Okay, let's just go ahead and, you know, the elephant in the room. No one is necessarily going to get rid of their Twitter account. However, I will say this. You're going to have people that are going to say, you know, I had issues with Twitter, and I'm just going, since Threads is here, I'm going to exclusively, you know, go with Threads. And then you're going to have people on the other side of the fence saying, look, I have built a huge community, a huge fan base on Twitter. I'm still going to utilize Twitter, but I'm still, you know, deal with Threads every now and again. So you're going to have people picking sides, and you're going to hear people's positions on why they're picking sides. But I think the majority of a lot of people are going to utilize both of them. Okay. You know, just like any other social media app. All right. I think Threads is going to be embedded in social media. And as long as Threads is creating and utilize and bringing different features that the community wants, as long as it keeps evolving, it's going to have a face in the place, so to say. Now, I think Threads is easy to use. Once you sign up, you can either use your Instagram account, and you automatically, you know, it's easy to you know, to create an account. You can do that. Or if you want to just create your very own thread, if you want to use your email or whatever, there is an option for that too. So you don't necessarily have to use your Instagram account to create a Threads account. All right. I think that's very, very good. I will say this, a lot of features that people are, you know, right now people are on the wildness factor of, wow, we finally got something that can compete against Twitter, and we finally got something that we don't necessarily have to use Twitter. But I do feel like a lot of people are misguided, and people that are going to be pro-thread and pro against Twitter, and why they had their issues with Twitter, and why they're going to use Threads more, they're going to be blinded to the fact that as of right now, Twitter has a bigger engine than Threads. Now, I know Threads is linked with Meta. I know, you know, Facebook is on Meta. Instagram is on Meta. Okay. It has a big engine. But people that are particularly content creators, influencers, celebrities, and things of that nature, the search engine on Twitter, they're already popular because of the searches. So a lot of the people that are going to be that are popping right now are not going to just simply jump ship, abandon their Twitter account, and just go exclusively to Threads. Because they're already popular on social media. So what's the incentive of them going to Threads? Now, they'll be on Threads, but they'll also keep their Twitter account. All right. So if you follow what I'm saying, you're not going to have anyone that's ultra popular. They're so popular on Twitter that you're never going to have a moment where they're going to say, you know what, I'm going to abandon my popularity on Twitter and start all over at Threads. I don't think necessarily it's going to happen. It's easy to use, but there are a lot of features that are missing from Threads. I think Twitter Spaces has become so popular. And when they first introduced this, I thought Twitter Spaces was a dumb idea. It's a dumb concept, but I have learned to adapt to Twitter Spaces. Threads do not have anything currently at this moment. And Twitter Space is the most popular thing on social media. Those who get it, got it. They understand how popular Twitter Space is. Those who don't get it, you know, they're not even on Twitter anyway. They're not popular on Twitter. They may jump to Threads to try to gain some momentum, saying, well, all the popular people are on Twitter, so let me just go to Threads so I can start building me a huge fan base, okay? So they're going to look at this concept, what I'm about to say, Twitter Spaces. They're going to like, so who cares about Twitter Spaces, okay? So that's the type of people that's against Twitter Spaces. I think Twitter Space has gotten so popular overnight. It's even gotten more popular than audio podcasting, all right? It's in that lane. You've seen a lot of celebrities, a lot of influencers, a lot of politicians just, it's bigger than Clubhouse. Remember how everyone was talking about how popular Clubhouse was and everybody's going to gravitate to Clubhouse? But Clubhouse had its faults. Not anybody can just make a Clubhouse account. You have to sort of be invited to Clubhouse. That limits your audience and limits your community and limits your growth and development. So much to the fact that Twitter got late to the game with Clubhouse. They made Twitter Space, and Twitter Space is more popular than Clubhouse. Okay, I think Clubhouse is going to be the new lane. If there are any content creators that are listening to this episode and you want to get in where you can fit in, you should be already doing Twitter Spaces. You should automatically be doing Twitter Spaces. But if you're late to the scene with Twitter Spaces, I suggest go to Threads, start building your communication from the ground up, your community from the ground up right now. Because I guarantee you by next week, it's going to be so popular on Threads that the same problems you have being popular on Twitter are going to be pretty much the same problems you're going to be while you're not popular on Threads. So if you didn't start Wednesday, You're SOL, my friends. Okay. And in the time you listen to this episode, you are really SOL. All right. So I'm just saying that. All right. So, yeah, I feel like Twitter Space is giving a leg up for Twitter against Threads. I think also another thing about Threads, which I feel like it's going to build as the weeks, the months, and the years go on. It's so vanilla. Okay, so vanilla on Threads. There's interaction, but it feels like Threads is not alive. It's like, you know, it just feels like there's not a lot of people on Threads. And I'm sorry. I looked at it, and I'm gonna be honest with you. I was not a big fan as of Wednesday. And now your opinion is subject to change. But as of Wednesday, I'm not a big component of Threads. I think it's a good idea to have Threads, to have competition against Twitter. But as of right now, Twitter is a little bit better than Threads. That's just my humble opinion about it. A better search engine. They already got a library they have a bigger leg on their search engine, what people search and what's trending and things of that nature, than Threads. You know, trending topics, you know, that's coming from Twitter's neck of the woods. Tweeting, that comes from Twitter's neck of the woods. So Threads is going to have to bring something to the forefront that's original and unique that you can only find on Threads until Twitter adapts to it, okay? And I'm pretty sure they got a lot of great ideas for Threads. But when you go on to Threads, if you look at the page, it's so vanilla, it's so vague, it's not lifeless. And I feel like that's going to ultimately change. But if you compare the pages of Twitter, and you compare the pages of Twitter and the pages of Threads, you can already tell that it's not, it's like two different worlds. I think another thing Threads need to change immediately. They just, if you look at a Threads page, it's eerily similar to Twitter. You can retweet, you can like, you can share, you can do all that. But see, we've been there and done that with Twitter. I think Threads, if you're going to be new to the market, you should have your own way of communicating to the audience of Threads, other than copying and pasting what works for Twitter. All right, you can still do that, but you should bring something to the game other than just copying and pasting what Twitter is doing right now. As of right now, no one can sit up here and tell me Threads is so different from Twitter. They're pretty much identical, all right? And I feel like, if they don't change that, Threads can die. It could be a dead man walking later on down the road. But my overall review of it is, you see all of the industry, what journalism, you saw DC has a Threads account. Marvel has a Threads account. Netflix has a Threads account. Okay, that's what I saw recently. But what would tip the boat over for Threads if you have someone so popular like a Kim Kardashian or a Beyonce? Or even a Drake, someone that says, you know what, I created a Threads account and you're only going to be able to communicate to me on Threads. I think Threads need to have moments like that where they pull an entity from Twitter, and now they're going to use Threads full time. And they're just, you know, they're going to be exclusively for to Threads. I think Twitter needs to talk to the big heavy hitters in Hollywood, in entertainment, in the rap world, in the athletic world. And if you pull personalities from there where they'll exclusively just do Threads more, they're not going to totally abandon their Twitter page. They're going to be somewhat active on Twitter, but the majority of their perspective is going to be on Threads. That's where Threads can sort of kind of get a leg up on Twitter. But as of right now, there's nothing unique about Threads that I can tell you that's different from Twitter. All I can tell you is we have a new app. It's called Threads. It's eerily similar to Twitter. People that have issues with Twitter will go to Twitter, and that's pretty much it. That's all I could tell you. I do feel like Threads should have its own identity. I do feel like Threads need to be in be more innovated and come up with their own original concepts and ideals that makes them different from Twitter. But as of right now, they're not different from Twitter. I'm pretty sure Threads in the next couple of months, or maybe the next year, I say the next couple of months, they're going to introduce their version of Twitter Spaces, and they're going to capture some of that audience there. So people that have small communities or have a small market will probably jump on Threads thinking that, okay, I'll probably have a larger audience on Threads because there are too many Twitter Spaces on Twitter for me to, you know, separate myself from my competition. You may have something like that. I think Threads should come up with their own unique ideals and their own unique concepts that separates them differently from Twitter. I think that's first and foremost. I think they should have their own names on how they do things. Like, instead of retweeting, liking, and I think they need to have their own wording, their own language. Because when people talk about it, the first thing they do, they say is, yeah, it's a place where you could, Threads is like another Twitter. Once again, you're mentioning Twitter with, you're really bigging up Twitter, and that's not what you're trying to do. And then the next mistake you make is, yeah, you can tweet your messages. We'll see, once again, every time you try to big up Threads, you're also mentioning Twitter. So yeah, competition is good, but you have to have your own lane. You have to have your own language. You have to have your own community. You have to have your own unique ideals that separate you from your competition if you want Threads to be popping. All right. So that's pretty much it. Guys, tell me what you think. I really do appreciate. You can definitely tell me what you think when this episode premieres on I'm Chris the Don 1 TV. All the links are in the description below. You can listen to this episode again, my friend, on my YouTube channel. It premieres every Monday morning on YouTube. So it's exclusively for the audio podcast listeners on Saturday. And for any YouTube audience, it premieres on Monday. So it's your boy, the host with the most. I do not brag or boast. And I'm coming to you guys live from coast to coast. Feel free, be sure to hit the subscription button on I'm Chris the Don 1 Podcast on Spotify. Feel free to do that. Please do your boy a favor. Please do your boy a solid. And then once you subscribe to I'm Chris Down 1 on Spotify, you can continue to watch all of my episodes, well, listen to all of my episodes on Spotify, or you can listen to them on iTunes or Stacker or wherever, Google Play, wherever you get your podcast indulgement from, you can listen to it as well. But feel free to subscribe to my podcast on Spotify. All right. So that's it for today's episode. As always, I really do appreciate you guys listening to it. I will see you bright, better than ever next Saturday morning. I'm up out of here. Outro, folks. Outro.